Well, Ryan, the last time I saw you, you were smiling from ear to ear. You had just walked off stage in Indianapolis after being elected president of the National FFA. You're 6 months into that office already.
Yes, sir. It's been a wonderful experience so far. My teammates and I are enjoying it greatly, and we're just excited that we've been given the opportunity to do what we're doing for this year.
Well, we're catching up with you here in Ohio at their 84th state convention. You had an opportunity to talk to these FFA members. What kinds of things do you like to share with your fellow members?
Yes, sir. I think that the biggest thing about sharing a message with fellow members is that you have to be absolutely 100% real and genuine with students, because if you start to try to fluff yourself up or say things that you wouldn't normally say, that's whenever you lose credibility with them. So my biggest message for them is that, hey, in life we have to be real, we have to be authentic, and we have to be willing to put ourselves out there. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to build the relationships that we need to get through life.
So has the experience of being national president met your expectations?
Well, it has. It has for sure. And people ask me, they say, is it what you thought it would be? And to tell you the truth, I don't have anything to compare it to, so I couldn't tell you whether it's what I thought it would be or not. But I can say it's everything that I hoped it would be. And I have sure enjoyed this year greatly. The interaction with FFA members, interaction with the state staff and the state officers has been incredible. And it's one of those experiences that I wouldn't trade for anything.
We mentioned that you're halfway through your year as president. What's the remaining half of your term look like?
Yes, sir. My teammates and I are actually finishing up state conventions. We'll be doing that through June. And then we're gearing up for National Leadership Conference for state officers, where a team of facilitators as well as one national officer will attend a regional conference where the state officers from area states will come in, and we'll help them get started with their year and really start thinking as a team so that we can move FFA forward with the vision that the National FFA has. We'll also be getting ready for our state president's conference, which is held annually in Washington, D.C., and that will be in July. And it's going to be 104 FFA members, blue and yellow jackets, that are going to converge on the Capitol, and it's going to be one incredible experience. I'm really looking forward to that.
So what will happen in Indianapolis when you take off that jacket for the last time? What's in your future?
Well, my future consists of going back and finishing up school. I'm majoring in agricultural and extension education. It's my goal in life to be an ag teacher. My heart's in the classroom, and that's where it's been for a really long time. And I cannot wait to have the opportunity to interact with students on a everyday basis rather than just come in and visit with them for a few days and leave. So whenever I'm teaching ag, that's going to be an incredible experience, because agricultural education doesn't just allow students to develop their potential in the classroom. It allows them to develop their potential in life. And we're helping students to change their family tree, which is incredible, and I can't wait to be a part of that.
All a result of your involvement in this great organization.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I owe it all to the FFA organization, as well as my advisor, Mr. Rod Savage, who's back home in Elida teaching away still.
Ryan, best of luck in your remaining months as National FFA President. We'll look forward to seeing you again October in Indianapolis.
Yes, sir, October 24th through the 27th. We're looking forward to it. Thank you very much.